Today is Saturday, August 31st, 2019, and this...
The only thing I question is the wisdom of taking Alf to see a Las Vegas show.
...is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 705.
Las Vegas, Nevada!
Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this evening?
My mind went on a tangent after that opening clip.
What tangent did it go on?
I just remembered a couple things from the TV show Alf.
For example?
They were talking about musicals, and Willie and Kate were going to go see a musical, and Alf asked what it was called. They said Cats, and he suddenly got interested because he liked to eat cats, apparently.
Oh, that's such a wacky show.
And then... there was an episode where one of Kate's friends from college...
Are we going to recap every episode of Alf
just
tonight?
No, just apparently she had a drinking problem and her nickname was Boilermaker, and she was able to talk to Alf because she thought she was hallucinating while she was drinking.
Huh.
Because normally they kept him on the DL.
In the episode that I got that clip from, he went to Las Vegas with Jim J. Bullock.
Hmm.
And Jim J. Bullock was getting remarried, which in and of itself is funny.
Ah.
To his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not a big fan of Alf.
I was.
Really?
Yeah, I watched it pretty regularly, as you can tell.
Okay, well, there's some things that are better to kept to yourself, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, I'd never... Okay, I learned something new about you already, fun. All right, we've got an event coming up, it's called The Summit, it's in, what, 6 weeks? Something like that?
Yeah.
Several people have been proclaiming it's Vegas Lent for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming to the summit, so I'm doing the math.
6 weeks from today.
All right. Well, join us October 12th through the 14th at the D Las Vegas. We're going to be having some fun. We're going to be doing this podcast live.
That's what I meant by the 6 weeks from today. There will be other events before that, but yeah.
Yeah, on Saturday night, we'll be doing our thing. We got some other events planned as part of the summit. You can check out all the details at VegasNerdSociety.com and watch the Vegas Nerds Twitter account for additional details. We've been working out some details lately.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be lots of fun to be had.
Do you have a costume yet?
No, I don't. I should probably get to work on that, shouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I did some
research for mine.
It's going to be hastily thrown together. It's going to be horrible. All right. I hope that you guys are putting together some awesome costumes. I'm looking forward to seeing what people come up with for the Vegas costume clash. It's going to be fun. All right. So before we jump into news and stuff, there's something I occasionally get hyper obsessed with Vegas online stuff, like certain... Well, actually, my biggest obsession right now is the Circa construction cam.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk more about Circa a little bit later. But the other thing too that I've keyed in on, because I'll notice something, and then like for a while it was there was a certain manner that the social media people at the D and Golden Gate were like phrasing all their tweets.
Oh, okay.
Like they would have these really bad puns, or they try to work in like D in a weird way. Anyway, I don't know if they do that anymore. I haven't paid attention.
They what?
They try to work in like it's D greatest. I don't know, just weird punny kind of. That was a while ago. But the thing that I've this week that I like tilted my head at and why do they always do that?
Like a confused puppy.
The Four Queens Facebook page. Every time they have a concert on the 4th Street stage, they post pictures of these two cocktail servers that hang out outside, and it's like, it's the Chris and Kat show, or I don't know if that's their name, something like that. And they show these two, I'm sure that they're lovely, very, you know, very nice cocktail waitresses. But they're, you know, so a lot of women have a go-to pose when the camera comes out.
Like the duck face.
The duck face. Or if it's a full body shot, they'll do that thing where they bend one knee and or some of them turn
because
a certain way.
You might have read in a magazine that it makes you look better, but it makes you look awkward.
Sometimes yeah. It works for some people, or they mm-hmm. turn their face. You know, sometimes you'll have a friend on Facebook and you look at their pictures and mm-hmm. they have their face turned the same way in every photo. Mm-hmm. At some point they decided that was their pose.
Their good side.
The worst boss ever that I quit my job for.
Oh, that asshole.
Total fucking piece of shit. But anyway, human garbage, Pat Morris. But did I just say his name? But he
allegedly.
I used to take pictures at there's no alleged, he's a piece of shit. I used to have to take pictures at our meetings.
I was going to say you allegedly said his name.
Oh yeah. Anyway, he had a his thing where he would tilt his head. It never looked good.
Yeah.
Like at some point he decided, I'm like, all right, I'm just going to let this play out. We had all these pictures with him with his head awkwardly turned, and he would want a lot of reassurance that he looked good.
Ugh.
Total asshole. Anyway,
he was an insecure motherfucker.
Oh, he's a dick. Anyway, we don't need to get into that. The thing, these two cocktail waitresses, their go-to pose mm-hmm. is pretending to lick each other's titties. It's like, and it's every time there's a concert, it's like, hey, here's these two chicks, and they're looking wild and crazy, pretending to lick on each other's breastages.
Mm-hmm.
Odd choice.
Mm-hmm.
Odd choice to do that. Odd choice to post it on the internet every time.
For your company.
It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas is a weird place.
I know.
Anywhere else would be like
a little more like
those
yeah.
fuckers are fired.
Yeah,
you can do that shit in Vegas, I guess. They're both into it, so what the hell? Mm-hmm. It's a nice a break between that one woman from Texas hitting all the big
Patty. Patty happens. Hashtag.
There's like every time I look at the Four Queens website or Facebook page, there's the same woman hitting jackpots in the casino. How much money does she lose a year?
We want to know.
I know. I want to know. I want to see her tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, anyway. So anyway, if you're looking for something amusing.
That went all over the place.
Yeah, I know.
That's okay.
There's a, what's the, what's that little stage door casino?
Yes.
They have an entertaining Twitter account.
Do they?
Yeah. There's some weird stuff going on there, too. I'll talk about that some other time. Yeah. There's Vegas social media. It's interesting. For a while, Casino Royale, sometimes they go from being really boring to really inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have a couple different people running their account where one's like the straight-laced, let's post the facts, and the other one's like...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what's your favorite Vegas smell? That's like or what's the worst thing you've smelled in Vegas? And it always ends up being
the Casino Royale bathroom.
Yeah, stuff like that. It's just like, why would you post that where you work?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else, Tweety? That's it. That's the show. We're gonna we got a lot of news.
Do you
want
to talk about the stage door media now that we're like completely off the rails?
I'll find some specific examples of the weirdness on there.
Okay.
Sometimes I show the bartenders. I'm like, is that really a bartender? Or is she just hanging out at the end of the bar? If you know what I mean. All right. Patreon. We have a lot.
And what is your occupation, ma'am?
I'm a barfly. We have a lot of listeners who support the show. They're awesome. They are our Patreon patrons. And they include folks like Steve Sims, Joel Wells, Nizamian, thank you for bailing me out there. David Soul, our friend Misnomer, and Jeff Waterman. Thanks to these and all of our patrons. We do appreciate your support. Visit patreon.com/5hundy for all the details. We throw some bonus stuff your way once in a while as our way of saying thank you. We got videos. We've got articles. We've got live chats once in a while. We got to do one of those soon.
Oh, yeah, we need to schedule one of those.
So check it out. All right. Lots of news this week. Seems like we've been spending a lot of time talking about the SLS Sahara transition. It is now officially Sahara. We are done calling it SLS because Thursday was the day that the name change happened. But a couple days earlier than that, a monumental part of that name change occurred when they destroyed the Sam statue, that big blobby hamburger helper thing that mm-hmm. was sitting in front of the casino. Tis gone.
One-eyed Sam.
That would have been a different name for it.
Mm-hmm.
That would have worked, but I like the very first thing, like they attacked it with the heavy machinery was, mm-hmm. and just the eye just fell off.
The eye and the face, the smile.
Yeah.
Just slid down like, boom.
It would be kind of fun to have the eye and the smile just mm-hmm. hanging on a wall. So yeah, they crushed the whole thing and threw it in a dumpster and that's it. And there have been a few comments that I've seen online suggesting, oh, they should have saved it. They should have moved it to the Neon Museum or somewhere. Should they have, really, though? Just because it existed doesn't mm-hmm. mean it's worth keeping. I have a thing about preservationists. This is my new kick in the last few months.
Okay.
That they're just, all they are is hoarders on a grander scale.
Okay.
I agree that something should be preserved,
mm-hmm.
not everything.
Yes.
Just because it's old doesn't mean it's good.
True.
So.
See also at the Beach Boys.
They are poorly preserved. And anyway, so Sahara officials addressed this with the Review Journal. They said, this is probably bullshit, but mm-hmm. they said that the way that it was constructed made it impossible to move. If you want to mm-hmm. move anything, you can.
Yeah.
They said it was constructed on site, not as one big piece, so they had to. I don't know. The way that they pulled that thing apart, they could have moved it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think. Well, first of all,
I don't think they wanted to spend the money to do anything with it.
Most likely. But Neon Museum may not have wanted it. It mm-hmm. would take up a lot of space, and it's not like it's an iconic thing.
Right.
And they don't accept all, you know, some people think that everything that is available goes there. That's not how it works. Sometimes they decline things, especially mm-hmm. if it's something like that that's going to take up a lot of space that's not that great. And also, if they do accept it, the entire cost of moving it goes to whoever is donating it. And that's not just like putting it on a truck and moving it. It's the crane to pick it up and all the, you know, people who have to get involved in that.
Cranes are expensive.
Yeah. The crane to pick it up and put it onto a truck. The truck there, that's probably the cheapest part. And then once it gets there, all the costs of pulling it off of that truck and putting it in place again with the crane, that's all, it's tens of thousands of dollars to donate a sign. It's not just like, hey, here you go. It's okay, here you go. And here's a lot of money going into it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't blame operators when they choose to donate bits and pieces or nothing at all. If it's something that's like truly a classic thing associated with Las Vegas, sure, but some of this stuff isn't. I don't think everything needs to be preserved. The sign was only around for 5 years
mm-hmm.
and at a failed casino. It's not like there's...
I have pictures. That is enough for me.
That's some things a picture is good enough.
I have a couple of pictures of me and John Hall under the sign just looking very happy and... Yeah.
It did bring happiness.
Yes.
I'm a little bummed out they're moving the duck. They have the big duck by the swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving that to Reno
hmm.
to the Grand Sierra. That was in the Review Journal as well. So at least they're not destroying it, but that, yeah. That's
the duck was a little smaller.
Right. Yeah. I don't know why they're getting rid of that, but I guess it doesn't fit with what they want to do. I think they're pretty intent on changing everything
mm-hmm.
because they certainly are. So let's talk about that. There have been more restaurant changes since we last spoke a week ago. Umami Burger is gone. There was so much buzz about that place mm-hmm. when it opened.
And I probably am on record saying at some point, oh, I hope they don't get rid of Umami Burger. And now that it's happened, I'm like, eh.
There's enough. Well, it's still a burger place, so who cares? But
because I ate there once and
it was
okay, but it wasn't like, God.
Wasn't the ketchup the best thing that they had there? Wasn't that the deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine, but there was so much buzz around it, and then it opened, and you never heard shit about it. People weren't making special treks down there. I don't think I don't know. So, for now, it is. They didn't even bother closing for the transition, so that tells you what kind of transition it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's now called Beers and Bets because if you've been there, you know that the sports book is kind of embedded in that restaurant space. If you look at the menu online, which you can do, it's same kind of thing. Burgers, sandwiches, salads, bar food, all the stuff you would expect mm-hmm. at that type of place. However,
still have the nice little patio outside.
Yes, that outdoor bar is awesome. I like that a lot. So I think they know that. I don't see that going anywhere. But this concept they've put in is temporary.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to become Chicky and Pete's next year. And this is a Philadelphia and New Jersey small sports bar chain
mm-hmm.
that's going to be taking over the Umami burger space. Apparently they're known for their crab fries,
real crabs,
and I it's just french fries
mm-hmm.
with crab seasoning
okay.
and maybe some actual pubic crabs. I don't know, it is Philadelphia. I don't know.
Oh, would you like to repeat the conversation we had earlier when we were talking about...
What, just me saying once again for the 1,000th time that Philadelphia is the filthiest city in America and I hate it?
Okay.
It is. It's gross. It's not a good place. There's lots of lovely people there, but man, that city sucks. Send your hay mail to hunter@ratevegas.com. So that's what's going on in the Umami Burger space. Another space at SLS, now Sahara, that I kind of enjoyed was Monkey Bar, mm-hmm. because who doesn't love monkeys?
They had a monkey theme. Like, their dealers had monkey vests, and they had this monkey bar with little monkey portraits all over.
This was kind of the only thing, I think, remaining of the monkey, the little pseudo-monkey theme. And it's closed. My fondest memory is sitting there writing out postcards to Kickstarter donators.
Drunken postcards.
They were very drunken.
Yeah.
When we did the Kickstarter thing for my book, I spent a bit of time there.
Mm-hmm. Getting a sore hand.
Yes, indeed. So according to
the... Not just from the postcard.
Yeah, it was just from the postcard. The Review Journal is reporting that that space is likely to become a Starbucks.
Hooray.
Yay. The coffee shop right next to it is going to be replaced at that point by a grab-and-go sandwich and salad shop called Elevated.
All right, can we just stop with the hatred of pumpkin spice memes? It's all been said. Either you like it or you don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I do. And more for me, less for you.
I'm not
like offended that people think it's basic, because it is, but I still love it.
You're such a white lady.
It's not... All of your pumpkin spice hatred is not going to prevent me from cruising down to Starbucks and getting one.
More for you. Enjoy. I'm glad you do, mm-hmm. but I'm still going to give you a shit about it.
That's okay.
At least we've gotten beyond the point where you bring in every season.
Oh,
you
flood
our house with pumpkin spice flavored shit, and then after 3 months, I have to throw it all away because you only have like a tiny sampling of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because... There was one year where there was pumpkin liqueur and pumpkin beer, and there was a lot.
There were some food items. There was all kinds of shit.
I've limited my consumption now.
I know, that's because I'm not putting up with that shit. You can bring it in the house. You can do what you want with it, but it's mm-hmm. not going to last long once pumpkin season is over.
When is pumpkin season over?
Thanksgiving. It started in August.
Mm-hmm.
It should be over before Thanksgiving. That shit doesn't extend to Christmas. All right.
Okay, mister, I want to leave the wreath up until March.
I know, the snow is still on the ground. March, May, what are you talking about? We didn't even have... Do we have a wreath last year? We're getting two wreaths this year, don't you?
What?
There's a wreath going on in that big fucking new shed in my backyard.
That's why you got the shed.
Yeah, just for the wreath.
And you can get an extra big one.
I know. Like a big church wreath. Oh, like they had on the altar when I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
That'd be the best.
Well, you...
Should I put lights on the shed?
Sure.
I don't do lights normally, but...
I like lights. We haven't done lights in a very long time.
There's not electricity out there, though.
Hmm.
I have to run along electrical cord. That's not necessarily the best thing.
Oh, yeah. Especially with
we'll figure
dog.
Something out. We could get solar ones. Like the... thing in
oh,
the
yeah.
neighbor's yard. We better not talk about that.
We're not going to talk
all
about
right,
that.
All right, moving along. We are all over the place tonight. This
I know.
Is a lot of fun.
This is not a Vegas podcast.
I'm having a good time, though.
I am, too.
All right, so I'm glad we're catching up on things here. This is good for us.
Mm-hmm. Good chat.
Let's talk about Bellagio. Right now, there is a bar renovation underway at Petrosian. That's a beloved space by many. There's a lot of nerves about Petrosian being messed up, but... There's been some photos of the renovated Baccarat bar, which just completed, and they didn't screw that up. It looks pretty good, so I think Petrosian's going to be okay.
Good.
But during the temporary time where Petrosian is closed, they have opened a new makeshift bar, which is kind of weird for Bellagio to do something this makeshift.
Yeah.
And it's in the hotel lobby underneath the Dale Chihuly sculpture.
So do the lines for check-in run into the bar?
I've got to think. Well, they have it like kind of a fenced-in kind of
okay.
situation.
But they get some long check-in lines.
Well, that area is always chaotic anyway, yeah. but then you put a bar smack in the middle of it, it mm-hmm. seems like a bad idea. It's only through the end of November or so. I think Petrosian reopens early December, so... But...
Do they really need a bar there? I mean, can't they direct them to one of their other...
You would think so.
...watering holes?
You would think so. They must do a heck of a business at the lobby bar that they feel the need to put in something temporary there. Mm-hmm. But they're doing it, so...
So if you want to drink under a Chihuly sculpture...
Good luck. Yeah, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. It's a very lovely sculpture.
It is. I like it a lot. It is. Now, that's something, if you can, you'd want to save that.
I would preserve that.
Yeah. It would seem hard to preserve because it's very... Mm-hmm. intricate, but
yeah.
somebody would
mm-hmm.
hopefully we don't have to worry about that. I don't see Bellagio going away anytime soon.
I hope not.
All right, since we're on the
and
bar.
And I hope it doesn't fall into disrepair either, MGM.
Yeah. Just, it collapses under the weight of the dust above it.
No, it's going to collapse under the weight of the fees.
Yeah, who knows? All right, since we're on the bar and restaurant tip, let's continue with some downtown news. This is old news that we just completely missed. That mm-hmm. happens on occasion because there's a lot of shit that happens in Las Vegas. But Therapy, which is a pretty good restaurant in the Fremont East area.
Yes.
Apparently since May, that's how long ago this happened.
Well, that's how it tells you into this. That tells you how into this scene we are.
I know. It shows you how closely we're paying attention to FremontStreetBars.com these days. They are now using Therapy at night, three nights a week, as a nightclub space. I did not know that was happening until today. And it's been happening since May. It's called Relapse, and not to be confused with...
Rehab!
It is open on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Tuesday is techno night from 10 to 4. Friday is Latin night from 11:30 p.m. to 4 a.m. And Saturday is EDM, same hours as Friday. They have group happy hour specials until midnight on those nights. I'm not going to run the numbers on these. I don't even know if the happy hour specials are any good because it's things like 12 tacos and 10 beers for $95. It's like, okay, that's $10 to $5. Carry the two. No. There's some that are less. There's like one for $30 that has a couple different food items. And anyway, they've got some food available and some drink specials. That's the main point. They've got bottle service and all that. I'm curious if anybody's going there. I guess it's been going on for a few months. They must be. That side of Fremont is kind of more, a little more nightclubby. Because you got Vanguard. You've got Red, whatever the fuck they're trying to do with that space. Formerly Red.
What's the number? 512 or something like that.
And now you've got Therapy. So maybe they're trying to have a little nightclub district there, mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know. Good luck to them. So there you go. If you happen by Therapy and it's oonsing, that's why.
Yep.
MGM, Park MGM. They have reopened their sports book and sports bar called Moneyline. It's been closed for a couple months for a complete renovation. And there are some pictures on VegasChanges.com that show the new space, and it looks pretty good. They've opened it up quite a bit more. So previously when you walked into that space, they had a small sports book area,
yep.
and then you walked into the sports bar. And the sports bar area had a ton of booths surrounding mm-hmm. the square rectangle bar.
And some live music.
And so, oh, they did. They had some bad live. Well, I don't even know if it was bad. It was just awkward.
Mm-hmm.
They've replaced some of the booth seating. Well, they ripped out everything and redid it, so it's different. But it seems like they have less booths, more like high top tables. They still have booths, but not as much. The sports book area is a little bit larger, and it's more part of the bar area. It's not okay. as separate, and it looks like it's a larger space. So probably a good idea to open it up. They also have some bar games. They have shuffleboard and like a couple mini bowling alleys. I don't know if those were there before. I don't believe so.
Cornhole?
I don't know if they have cornhole. It wouldn't surprise me, though.
Isn't it, like, mandated?
Every casino has to have at least one little section for cornhole?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. I'm not sure if they've changed the menu. Online, it looked like it was the same. But those things aren't always updated, so I'm not sure yet. So that is reopened if you want to gamble and watch sports at Park MGM. All right, let's talk about Circa. I've been glued to that fucking webcam. Like two or three times a day I check just to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You're not as interested as I am. I like show you and you're like, meh.
I mean, I'm supportive.
I think it's a boy thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, because like as a little kid, all you want to do is like watch big machinery and
uh-huh.
sit on tractors and move dirt, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't change. I still like watching that shit. I like watching construction stuff.
Oh, you love modern marvels.
Yeah. Move things with big machinery. It's fascinating to me. So this is great because you get to watch cranes moving shit around.
What was that moving show where they would move giant things?
Mega Movers. Oh, I love that show. Anyway, so the Circa webcam, they repositioned it,
mm-hmm.
which I was getting a little nervous. And somebody on the Facebook group said they were relieved as well. So I'm mm-hmm. not the only dork who's checking the webcam every day.
Several times a day.
They zoomed out, so It was getting to the point where the hotel tower was getting toward the top of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
They zoomed out, so now they're working on the seventh story now.
So now you can see all the important bits again.
I know, but it's cool seeing the low rise part, the casino part, mm-hmm. coming together. Now they're starting they've got the floor from the first and second level, and now they're starting. I guess the pool will be above that. So they're starting working on that. So anyway, it's really fun to watch. But, what happens between the time that a project is announced and mm-hmm. the time it opens, there are changes.
No.
There are.
Really?
Yes. So the things that are announced do not always happen, or they happen on a different scale and they change. And there was a news report earlier this week on one of the Vegas local stations that was Derek Stevens and the reporter were walking through circuit construction, and they're talking about different things. And there were a couple things said on there that made me... it perked my ears up. I went, wait a minute, that's different.
Just your ears?
Because I'm a fucking nerd. Just my ears. As far as some of the numbers that were thrown out. So I started doing a little digging to see what I could find. I asked some questions. I was sleuthing online, as I do mm-hmm. from time to time. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time looking for stuff, because that's what I do. So we've got some
Did
updates.
Did you have the webcam in the background as you were looking for stuff?
I tried to put it up on the TV one day.
Mm-hmm.
I could, but anyway, it's better
is
to
it
have
distorted?
It just on my screen. Yeah, a little bit. So yes, I probably did have it.
Your Cirque webcam on your laptop and your WinSlots app on your phone.
I've got too much going on here. I've got like this little media center going on. It's like a traffic center, like just a wall of monitors. It's like fucking NASA when the shuttle doesn't take off anymore, but just, yes, a wall of, and I'm pulling up data and crunching mm-hmm. numbers and looking at historical things and comparing, and anyway, here's what I learned.
All right.
So originally, when Circa was announced, this was from the press release put out when the announcement was made. They had announced, you may recall, 777, nice Vegas-y number, rooms and suites. That number has changed. When it opens, there are now going to be 510 rooms and 59 suites. I'm told that there are going to be 7 floors of the hotel that are left unfinished for a year or two after it opens, and that's to determine whether or not there's more demand for the standard rooms or the suites.
That makes sense.
Makes good sense. I hope it's suites. Put more mm-hmm. suites in. Lots mm-hmm. of suites.
I like space.
I like space, too. Speaking of space... Retail. Originally, it was announced 11,000 square feet of retail. The latest number that I have found is 7,000. I don't know what kind of retail they will have there. Obviously,
that's what I'm wondering.
Some sort of a gift and sundry shop.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be, but that's not going to be 7,000 square feet. So I'm curious what other retailers they will have in there. Mm-hmm. I don't know what would fit in nicely there. Jerky store? It's downtown, so I don't know. Like, give the Big Balls kiosk its own space? I don't know. We'll get answers on that, you know, between now and when it opens. But another
will Wilbo have his own special Big Balls kiosk?
I don't know what's going on there. Another thing I found, Garage Mahal, originally when that was announced, this is the parking garage across the street from Circa. The announcement was 1,201 spaces across 9 floors. The latest number I found is 985 spaces across 8 floors. So that is a little bit smaller in terms of the number of floors and spaces than originally announced. So those are the changes in terms of numbers. Nothing too dramatic, but mm-hmm. Just thought that as we do from time to time, we would update. We did this about Resorts World a while back.
Yeah.
Because there was a much longer span between the announcement and the construction happening, mm-hmm. but there were a lot of changes. Remember when Resorts World was going to be Asian themed and now it's a Holiday Inn? they've stripped a lot from that project. So mm-hmm. pretty typical for that to happen. But another thing that happened while I was looking for this, I came across some interesting stuff. I'm going to be sharing some of it on the Facebook group later. I found I got to see the first level floor plan of the casino. Mm-hmm. Again, this will probably change before it opens, but it gives a pretty good idea of what it's going to look like and what is going to be included. I was very excited, and I was like mm-hmm. fucking Sherlock Holmes, a big magnifying glass out, mm-hmm. zooming in.
And you found this in a dark corner of the internet.
I did. It was on the dark web. I've never gone to the dark web. It scares me.
Me too.
But,
this
yes.
wasn't presented to you. This was something you found,
I found
on your
it.
Own.
Yeah. So anyway, I had it blown up to 4,000% trying to read tiny text on these blueprints. And some of the stuff that I found, in addition, so you might remember when the video was shown and when renderings came out of Circa, one of the things that was shown was a large indoor bar, a long bar style bar.
Not a girth bar style bar.
Nope. I have a theory on that. So when you walk in from Fremont Street, depending on which direction you walk in from, either to the left or right, you will see this gigantic bar. I am wondering, this is just speculation, this is my theory is that they're going to call that long bar as well.
Okay.
It'll be like a branding thing or something. Because
long bar at the D, long bar at Circa.
Right. And the reason I think that is because the new very long bar at Circa is actually, based on the number of bar seats that I counted, that's
longer.
It's long, 50 seats versus 34 at the D. So if you're going to have a bar that's longer than long bar, you call it longer bar.
But you don't want to call it longest bar.
Long bar
you never
two. I know somebody will come in and add a 51st. Remember when the hotels on the Strip used to do that?
Yeah.
We have one more room than MGM Grand. Mm-hmm. There was like this big dick measuring contest for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would be weird to have that downtown with bars.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm curious if that will be the idea. The other thing is, if you look at the renderings from that bar, one of the things that's cool, in addition to, you know how at Long Bar they have the whole row of TVs?
Yeah.
At this new bar, they have that, but it's doubled up. They have two TVs all the way across. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be able to put like a shit ton of games on there. It's going to be a great place. But anyway, so there that bar right inside from Fremont Street, there's also an outdoor bar. They announced this as part of the announcement too. There's going to be the longest outdoor bar on Fremont Street.
Okay.
In addition to those, on the first level of the casino, there is an oval, a pretty good size oval space with a rectangle bar inside of it. And the oval space is lounge seating surrounding the square or rectangle bar. So another like a casino center bar. So
lots of bars.
Lots of bars. I like that they're going to have some kind of a loungy area.
Yeah,
I think that's
like
a good thing. In fact, if you've been looking at the construction cam, there's a place where there's like a hole in the floor. That's where the oval bar, it's going to be in that kind of in that area. There's going to be escalators that descend on each side of the bar. So from the second floor to the first floor.
So you can make an entrance as you go down to the bar.
You can. It'll be incredible. From
I'm going to get a cape.
I think I'd like to see you in a cape.
Oh, challenge accepted.
All right. The next to the exterior bar outside on Fremont Street, because most exterior bars are outside, there is a space that is designated for a food truck. So that would tell me that the Project Barbecue truck that's been around for a while, that is not going anywhere. They will be docking that
I have had right in the building. Cravings for that lately.
For Project Barbecue?
Yes.
It's good. And their garbage fries or whatever they garbage whatever they call that, they've got
delicious.
Like barbecue and all kinds of cheese and shit on top of the fries. Oh, so good! They do good work there, so I'm glad they're going to be sticking around. Assuming that's the
truck. I
think
every show I crave something different from Vegas.
It's understandable. There's a lot of good stuff there.
1 week it's Latai.
What else? So anyway, I'm going to post a little marked up version of this floor plan on the Facebook group for people to see. I put in, it's a lot of the text is really small, so I marked all of the important stuff. There's a lot of back of house stuff too that's not as
some people pertinent. Will be interested, but most people probably won't.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be putting that out. I put watermarks on it too because I'm tired. You know, shit gets stolen and it's easier to not have it stolen. So anyway, that's gonna be going up later on.
So if you share it, it'll have a lovely 500 watermark on it.
Everybody will know where you stole it from. All right, so I did learn as well that the hotel floors, I like this. As a tall dude, I like this. The hotel floors are going to have higher ceilings than any other, pretty much any other Las Vegas hotel.
And higher shower heads?
Like eight. Well, presumably if the, although that's not as much of an issue as it used to. Some of the older hotels, it might still be an issue. But a lot of us tall guys have had that experience where you got to do deep knee bends to get your hair wet. No, that's not going to happen here. This is going to be the kind of place where a basketball player wants to stay. I think Palms. Remember when Palms?
Yeah, Palms, because they had longer beds and
because
yeah.
from Maloof,
right?
They owned L.A. Kings,
Sacramento,
Sacramento Kings.
Yeah,
whatever. Basketball.
L.A. Kings is the hockey team.
That's right. It'd be weird having really like 7 foot hockey players. Anyway, higher ceilings than everybody else, which is a smart thing because people are getting bigger. I like this. What else? They're expecting to announce retail and restaurant stuff beginning early next year, so I look forward to that. Very curious to see what they put in there, and we'll certainly be talking about it a lot. But that is, I just thought it'd be a good time, since I found some of this stuff, to do a little update on what's going on with Circa. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's going to be fun.
It is. I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun to play and hang out there. Since we're still downtown in our little news segment here, let's talk about Downtown Grand. We have been talking a lot about their video poker saga. Mm-hmm. They put in really good video poker, took away all players club points for those. Well, our friend Sportsbook Tom from the Vegas Parlay tweeted the other night from Downtown Grand. He was sitting there at the bar having a beer and discovered by talking to people, and I believe playing, that they are now accruing points again for video poker players.
Hooray.
And they still have good video poker, so it's not as awesome as it was but it's still good. It's still very good. So yes, players club points are back. They have not yet changed the website as of this recording, but I would imagine that will happen. It still says they're not awarding points, but they indeed are, and I saw confirmation of it one other place from somebody who works there. So
good.
Hooray, this is a good thing. All right, let's talk a little bit about I haven't used this in a, do I have it? Oh, maybe I didn't queue it up. I was going to use Let's Go to the Mall, and I don't have it on here. Oh, here it is.
Let's go to the mall, everybody! Go!
All right, we got some mall.
<So dumb. laughs> I love that.
Some mall restaurant bar-esque news, starting at Grand Canal Shops. If you're a fan of milk and bubble teas, boy, are you in luck.
Okay, milk and bubble teas or milk with
I have no fucking idea. It was referred to in this thing I saw on Eater as milk and bubble teas. I'm familiar with bubble teas. Is that made with milk? It's.
I've never had bubble tea. I've seen what it looks like. It's got little globs of stuff in
it. I don't
it.
Want chunky tea.
You know, no.
Anyway, there's going to be a bubble tea place going in Grand Canal Shops called The Alley. Apparently, they have locations in other parts of the country. So if you're a fan of Asian teas, Asian bubble teas, that's coming soon. No opening date yet.
Okay.
Hooray for them. It's near Sushi Samba, I think that's what it's called. Okay. Is Sushi Samba? No, Sushi Samba is a Mirage, isn't it? Fuck, I don't know. It's somewhere in Grand Canal Shops. You'll find it.
It's near a sushi place?
I don't know, maybe. Near something with Samba in the name.
Oh, okay. Samba Latte?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
Who gives a shit? Let's talk about the forum shops. There are
nothing but the facts on this show.
There are some we tried to, but then I vaguely remember one little tidbit that I read but didn't pay that much attention to, and then I get in trouble. Las Vegas Sun reports on a bunch of new mall restaurants headed to the forum shops.
Where you love to hang out.
The most recent one that has opened is Water Grill. That's in the old Spago space. That is a seafood restaurant, so that is open now. But there are three additional restaurants coming in the near future. One is called True Food Kitchen. This is healthy sandwiches, pizzas, bowls, salads. Looks like a fairly precious menu. This is for special needs diners. I know I'm going to get hate mail. Hunter@ratevegas.com for using the term special needs diners. If you have anybody in your family who's...
legit celiac.
Oh, well, that's
that
fine.
That can be messed up, man.
I know it is. I know it is.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people who...
there are the people who have to avoid things,
right.
And there are the people who choose to avoid things,
and
the people who choose to are a pain in the ass for the people who have to.
So there you go. And the number of people who choose to is a lot greater than the people who have to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have one of those people you're traveling with who's a giant pain in the ass when it comes to food, this is one of those restaurants that you can go to, because they're going to have all that gluten-free shit and a lot of vegan stuff and whatever. They won't eat anything that casts a shadow. They have all that shit. True Food Kitchen, so that's coming this winter.
But we did try an Impossible Burger this week. And
no, it was
beyond
different. It was a different brand.
Oh, okay.
It was the, because Impossible, they don't have for Make It Home. It was Beyond.
Okay, Beyond Meat.
Beyond Meat Burgers.
Okay. It was delicious.
It was very good. Yes, I liked it. Other than the fact that when it came out of the packaging, it smelled like cat food. That's a little bit of a deterrent.
That, yeah.
But... We have more in the house, so
then again, you hate the smell and texture of raw chicken, but make it anyway. So
I love chicken. I just don't like the raw. It's gross. It smells nasty. I think the raw chicken smells worse than the raw Beyond Burger.
Okay.
So I will continue to prepare it and enjoy it.
I appreciate it.
I do what I can. All right, another restaurant coming to the Forum Shop, Slanted Door. It's a Vietnamese restaurant coming this fall. And a Mexican restaurant called Frida Mexican Cuisine. We may have mentioned that one before. That is taking over the Border Grill space. No opening date yet.
But if you still need a Border Grill fix, they're in Mandalay Bay, right?
Mandalay Bay continues. Yep, the original location down there continues to serve folks. So there you go. Lots of new restaurants coming to the malls. Lots of stuff happening. That is all of our news for this week. That was fun.
News and commentary.
Let's talk about this.
People are either going to...
Oh. Oops, I'm sorry. People are going to what?
People are either going to love the show or hate the show. Like, motherfuckers, get to the point. God.
So that you're describing every show we do.
That's true.
If anybody's listened for any amount of time, they know that sometimes we get off on all sorts of fucking ridiculous fucking tangents. Side roads. Yeah. Yep.
It's part of our charm.
Some days, today is one of those days. We always bring it back around.
Yep.
You just have to be patient. I think a lot of people enjoy it. All right, let's do this. Do you
remember? I don't remember fucking anything, man.
All righty, show number 198 from January 2009. There was a publication, I don't even know if it exists anymore, called Las Vegas Downtown News. They were reporting that a company called Forest City Development was planning to build a 47-story, 2.4 million square foot hotel and casino downtown. It was going to be located behind Plaza. I believe it's the Symphony Park development that seems to be in limbo for decades at a time. It was referred to, the working name was the P&Q Hotel Casino. That was the parcel names were P&Q. It was going to be the largest resort downtown. 120,000 square foot casino, meeting room, spa, pool, all the stuff you'd expect from a strip resort. It never happened. It was announced. We never heard shit about it again. I don't know what happened to it, but it died a silent death. The land was bought a couple years ago by Derek Stevens, and I believe it is currently being used as a staging area for Circa, which
sounds kind of like what they were going to build.
Exactly. Almost that size casino. Well, yeah, they've got a lot of casino space and a lot of stuff. But so anyway,
a lot of the amenities.
Yep. So anyway, RIP PQ.
Yeah.
Casino. I completely forgot about that. I came across that in the notes. I'm like, fuck, I don't even remember talking about that one. But it happened. All right. We've got some.
Well, it didn't happen, but it happened that we talked about it, but it didn't yes, actually it never, happen.
It did not happen.
Yes.
All right. Here's something that happened. We got some phone calls. Let's listen to them.
Hey, Captain and Michelle. Chris from Santa Cruz calling. Probably have one or two calls left about my day trip, but I wanted to call in a food report for a restaurant in Palazzo called Mach 32. Apparently Mach 32 opened up as a new restaurant in Palazzo. I decided to go there to eat because I wanted some Shanghai soup dumplings very, very badly. Also, just disclaimer, I'm Chinese. I've had lots of really good eating experiences at Chinese restaurants, some of which may or may not be able to pass health inspections. But
I like the disclaimer. Disclaimer, I'm Chinese. It's okay, Chris. We like the Chinese, too. You can call. New disclosure rule. You have to disclose your nation of origin.
No, no, no.
I'm kidding.
Food is always good. So, Mach 32. I like what they did with the space. The food was spot on. It smelled great. It smelled right. It was just really, really expensive. I hate to be cliched about this, where Chinese food is supposed to be cheap, but $120 for some dumplings and some vegetables with some steamed rice that's just way too much money. I'm sorry. Wasn't quite super the right vibe for Chinese food, in my opinion. So here's my take on it. Good venue. The foods and flavors were spot on. They were very authentic. Just very, very expensive. So if you really absolutely positively have to have Chinese food in the Palazzo, I could steer you there, and the flavors are absolutely right. But if you really want good Chinese food, I think it's going to be one of those things where you're going to have to go to Chinatown and go get it there. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for that call. We do appreciate it. You know where you can get a new phone. I'm funny. Wait till you hear his next call. There's fucking static. He needs a new phone.
Okay.
Thanks for the report, though. We appreciate your review. I've not heard anything about, I've heard of, but not any reviews of Mod 32, so we appreciate you calling with that. Tasty, but pricey.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to skip that one.
Mm-hmm. I agree with his point on, like, I'm willing to pay more for certain food, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Certain cuisines you don't, yeah.
Like a good steak. I'm going to pay a lot of money for a good steak.
But you're not going to pay a lot of money, like, at a Mexican joint.
Right.
Because you get, you know...
Like high-end Mexican food, high-end Chinese food.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you can get really, really good, cheap Mexican and Chinese food.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. All right, moving along.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Rob from Seattle.
Hello.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm calling with a tip for anybody who is interested in visiting the Neon Museum. I've heard you talk about it and how wonderful it is. And I was looking forward to going there in an upcoming trip I have to celebrate my 20th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
So I was interested in photographing at the event at the Neon Museum. And so I emailed the museum to ask if it was okay if I used a tripod on my visit there. And in fact, they wrote back saying, not only can I not use a tripod, but they no longer allow photography other than a phone or a tablet with you. So if you're going to the Neon Museum and you're using a regular camera, or even a simple little point and shoot, they no longer allow that. I think that's a little bit much, and I gave them that feedback. But what they do have is a couple dedicated slots each week for photographers, and they have dedicated times when you can sign up. As luck would have it, I'm going to be in town for one of those slots, and so I did pay the fee to go to one of those special photography sessions. But I just wanted to give your listeners that tip that if you were planning on going to the Neon Museum and taking a regular camera, you might have some trouble with the museum curators there. So I shared some feedback that I thought that was a bit draconian of a policy, but the policy it is. So I thought I'd let your listeners know. I'm looking forward to going nonetheless and sharing my photography with the community. Thanks for everything you do.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
make sure when you come back, share your Vegas pictures, you know, a link or whatever on the Facebook group. Love to see what you got. Yeah, they've been doing that for a while, and I kind of get it, but the no camera thing entirely is weird,
yeah.
Especially considering the quality of the cameras on a lot of the phones is better than a lot of the point and shoots anyway.
Oh, right.
So it's kind of a weird line to draw, I guess. I can see no, you know, big lenses,
right?
No professional equipment. I get it, because. They make money off of stuff like wedding shoots and mm-hmm. things like that. But I don't know. I wonder if they had a lot of trouble with people selling photos or what led to that.
Yeah.
It's very odd. All right. Well, I'm glad you got in for the photo designated photo times and that you're able to do that. But thanks for sharing that with us, and I hope you have a wonderful trip. Next up.
Hello, Tim and Michelle. This is Mr. E from Santa Cruz, currently calling from McCarran Airport. After a great 5-day stay in Las Vegas, both downtown and on the Strip. And I got to tell you, things have changed since last time I was here, which is exactly what I would expect. I highly recommend the Mob Museum. The changes they've made recently make it a really interesting experience. Even if you've done it before, it's very different, totally worth it. Also worth doing the other experiences, sort of the whiskey tasting they do in their distillery was a pretty good time. Also, I went to Nacho Daddy. Have to give that still a big thumbs up. Everything there was awesome. Took my wife to Hugo's Cellar. Had an excellent meal. I have to say that the portions are way larger than I expected. And even though we kept getting the side eye, like, oh, you're ordering the smaller filet, it was still more than I could possibly eat, and I'm a pretty big guy. From there, went to Cosmopolitan, had a wonderful time. One interesting thing I noticed this trip with Cosmopolitan, the cash out machines, the ticket out machines, now give you an option to donate to charity rather than take your coins. It would be better if it was an opt in rather than opt out. Right now it's doing that by default, and if you're drunk, it's easy to accidentally donate anything under a dollar. Not a bad cause, not a bad reason to do it. I wonder if they get to write that off against their taxes, though. Still looking forward to the summit, and keep it up. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for the call. I'm all in favor of this, assuming the charity is a decent charity and not something bullshit. But I hate change.
Oh, I know you do.
I fucking hate change. Especially in Vegas. I get back to the room, I've got like 40 pounds of change in my pocket. So if I can not carry the change at all and just donate it, I'm all in favor of that. So hooray. But yeah, I agree. It probably should be an opt-in.
Yeah.
Where they ask you a question. Yeah. This pleases me. I was unaware of that development. All right. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Charles from Wisconsin again calling back with a little report from the Wicked Spoon Buffet. My last trip, I went to both the Bellagio Buffet and the Mirage Buffet, and, you know, Jim Murren had PGP'd the hell out of them, and it was ironic that Mirage was better solely because there was free beer included, which they have PGP'd away now.
I need to explain because a lot of people aren't going to know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah.
PGP is the cost saving
plan, right?
It's a cost saving measure that MGM, and now they call it like MGM 2020 or something like that. Anyway, trying to squeeze every last penny out of everything. They do whatever they can to reduce costs.
And fun.
Exactly. So that's what he's talking about when he says PGP.
So at that point, Mirage was better, much like Getting Kicked in the Ass was better than Getting Kicked in the Balls. But I, on the better side, I went to the Wicked Spoon, and it was really, really good. And it's still really good. It was only about $30 for a late lunch, and they had a lot of delicious things. They had duck wings. They had fried chicken wings. They had a carving station with multiple items. They had some shrimp and grits that were absolutely delicious. They had miniature shrimp cocktails. They even had crab legs. Lots and lots of nice big crab legs at lunch. The service was good. The iced tea that was served was tasted like real brewed tea. It was really good. The only downside for me was that there wasn't any sushi. Most of the Asian was more of a dim sum type thing, and that really isn't my bag, but it was really good. The service was good. The presentation was nice. And it wasn't Bacchanal buffet prices. And even though I couldn't partake because I can't eat it, the desserts looked absolutely delicious. So I would say if you're looking for, you know, a moderate to high-end buffet, Wicked Spoon is still one of the best options and certainly better than anything MGM can provide in this day and age. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for that review. We do appreciate it. Glad that you had a good experience at Wicked Spoon.
I enjoyed when we went to Wicked Spoon that time recently.
Yeah, they do good work there. It's good food. What up, dog?
Really?
What's up his ass? He must have had a bad buffet. All right, let's check in with Chris again. Static and all.
Hello, Tim. Hello, Michelle. It's Chris from Santa Cruz calling. Final call for this last trip. Didn't call in a one last restaurant. Went to Hugo's Cellar on the last night and picked it for a couple of reasons. One is we've heard a lot about it on the podcast. Two, you recently went there with your family and sounded kind of interesting to go back in time. And go back in time, we certainly did. My wife, who grew up in...
Sounds like we went back in time with this phone call. This is 1976 transistor radio.
In the Lake Tahoe, California, near a casino, said it was like going back to her childhood. Food was very good. The portions were monstrous. I got prime rib, and it was the largest piece of prime rib I have ever seen. I could not finish it. Very, very nice, kind of fun, definitely good for that old Vegas kind of feel, especially when you're downtown. So another positive check mark for Hugo Cellar. Hope to see you guys at the summit here in a couple months, and talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for the Thank you for amusing me. Mm-hmm. I could have chosen not to use that call, but I like what he had to say.
Yeah. Hugo's, I love a wonderful Hugo place. Seller.
Me too. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm always glad that people...
Oh,
sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm glad that when people hear about it on the show and they go there, that they have a good experience as well. Because sometimes mm-hmm. people hear about things and then they go and they're like, oh, I expected so much more. But
yeah.
Most of the reports we've gotten from people who've gone, they've had good experiences. So that's good.
And it's, they have huge portions, food and drinks. If you order a martini, you're going to get three.
Yep. So it's fun times.
Prepare accordingly.
Yes. Don't pre-game before Hugo's.
No.
All right. We got one more call for you.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Steve from Maryland. I got a delayed report from my recent convention trip.
Bring it.
First of all, as nice as the Wynn Hotel is, it certainly lacks buzz now without the casino owner or former celebrity casino owner running around. Every time I would stay at the Wynn, I'd see him. He is no longer there, and as a result, I think that it's very dead compared to other casinos on the Strip. I've always been critical on Facebook of finding really good Italian on the Strip. Thanks to everyone for some recommendations. I think I finally found the spot. If you haven't tried Lavo at the Palazzo, it was outstanding. It was very, very, very good. You don't talk much about the Vegas Golf, which is outstanding out there as well. Love playing my Canyon Gate just 10 minutes from the Strip if anybody is ever looking to play. And lastly, made the trip back to Lehigh. It's like nothing I eat anywhere else in the United States. It is the finest Thai restaurant I've ever been to. And if anybody doubts me on that, you just go there and try the short rib fried rice and tell me I'm wrong.
Oh,
thanks.
Yeah.
Love the show. See you guys.
All right. Thanks for that report. We appreciate it.
That's my favorite.
I'm a big fan of that place, too.
Short rib fried rice.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Mm-mm-mm.
We like Lehigh. I talked to the owner from Lehigh a while back. Very nice gentleman. He does good work.
Yes, he does.
He was happy to hear that.
That we talk about his restaurant on pretty much every show.
That it comes up a lot and that people are having good experiences there. So anyway. So thanks for all your calls. We appreciate the reviews. As always, please, if you'd like to share your thoughts and your reviews, give us a call. 702-866-9494. We love to hear from you. It's good to get lots of opinions and voices and thoughts and all that stuff, too. Whether you agree with us on stuff or not, we'd like to hear differing opinions, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Karma donations this week. We've got a few of them. Dan heading out to an annual football trip with his fantasy football buddies September 5th through the 9th. El Cortez are seeing Def Leppard on the 6th.
Nice.
I watched a fair portion. Somebody, and even though I'm not a fan of being behind someone who's videotaping an entire concert, somebody very close to the stage, I think for the first show, recorded the whole thing and put it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I watched roughly half of it. They sounded really good.
Good.
Yeah, they did. I realized from watching that the guitarist, Phil Collin, who I don't know how, he's probably 60 years old.
Yeah.
Really good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Comes out shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure he rubs himself down with baby oil before hitting the stage.
Okay.
Because he comes out and
a little shiny.
The show hasn't even started. I'm like, he looks so sweaty. But no, he's shiny before he walks out on stage. Sounds great, though. He's a ripping guitar player. Dan said, need a little karma in the sports book and books and at the tables. Always enjoy the show. Well, thanks,
right.
Dan.
Thanks. Good luck.
Have a great time.
Speaking of luck, don't draft him because
he's no longer available.
Yeah.
He's not on the board anymore.
Right.
Hey, shut up, dog.
There were a few people who had their drafts before he made his announcement.
Yeah, so what happens then? Is there a...
I don't know. I think it depends on the league.
I know, like, if you have a bet specific to him, the sports books will pay you back. So I wonder if you would think that the leagues might... I don't know. I'm sure it happens all the time with players, but not players of that, starting quarterback usually. Anyway, good luck to all y'all. All right, John from Oregon with a karma donation for his first solo trip to Vegas. 32 hours in the city by himself on Labor Day this weekend. Staying at Bally's Comp, no resort fee. MGM comps are officially trash. I agree. Mm. Lots of video poker and craps without the constraints of anyone else's schedule. Possible stop at the Neon Museum. A lot of times, every so often it comes up on the Facebook group, people are a little nervous about taking their first solo trip because they're not used to it. It's a great city to be solo, though.
It is.
There's a lot of things that you do. You don't need a companion there necessarily. Mm-hmm. I like traveling with a companion, but I feel like I'm about, you have a smile on your face, like, go ahead, dig the hole, motherfucker. You're handing me a shovel. No, but if you're going to be in, if you're going somewhere solo, Las Vegas is a great place for it. Mm-hmm. You can sit at the bar and eat and you don't feel weird.
Yeah.
You know, sitting at a giant table alone or anything. It's, mm-hmm. it's just, it's a very solo friendly town.
Yeah.
So have a great time. I hope you have a wonderful yeah. trip and enjoy it. The other thing is too, just remember this. If you're nervous about being anywhere alone, Vegas or elsewhere, mm-hmm. nobody gives a shit about what
no,
you're doing.
No one's watching you the way you think. I mean, unless you're doing something really, really weird.
There's tremendous freedom when you get to the point in life where you realize nobody thinks about you more than you.
Yeah.
And if you think that people are analyzing.
Like, unless you're riding the Bally's escalator with a dick and balls shaved into your chest hair, no one's going
to
notice.
Yeah, people aren't paying attention to you. They generally don't care. So yeah. you don't need to be self-conscious about being alone. Nope. Whether it's in Vegas or elsewhere, fucking go to, I have no, go to, people are weird about going to movies alone.
Yeah.
I love going to movies alone. You don't talk during it anyway. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. Anyway, Steve with a karma donation. He said, I'm at my wife's tribal casino in North California. Signed up for the Players Club and won $40 on a $10 match play. You guys nice. Are the best. Awesome. Congratulations. Thank you. And thanks for your support. We appreciate that. Finally, Rob, who said, thanks for everything. You have no idea how much I look forward to the podcast every week.
Aw.
That is, oh God, that makes me feel so good. Thank you for that. Glad to know there are many other Vegas nerds out there. This is a karma donation for an annual guy trip to Las Vegas with,
I love
or
this.
For, Mitch Cumstein. Obviously, your college roommate.
Right.
Rob from Albany and Brian and his brother. His brother who isn't named.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Allen of the group.
Right.
Good luck with the brother. You're going to have a problem.
Do not accept any drinks from him.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be looking for number 23 on the wheel and Royals for everyone. Be there September 7th to the 10th, staying at Cosmo. Hey, have a great time, guys.
Yes. You could just tell that he's excited by the tone of this.
I'm excited reading it.
Yeah.
I love that. So have a wonderful time. Thanks to all of you for your support of the show. We appreciate it. You're all kinds of awesome. All right. This was fun show. I had a wonderful time.
Me too.
Sidetracks and all. All right. 500 by midnight.
What was that about going to Vegas alone?
I don't want to do that at this exact moment. I'm just saying, if you're going to go somewhere alone, Vegas mm-hmm. is a good choice. 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500@gmail.com if you want to send your Tim and Michelle questions. You can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. And of course, again, that voicemail line is 702-866-9494. Anything else?
Nope.
All right. Thanks for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it. We will be back soon with another show. And until then, have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.